Radio.
Prepare to rig for dive!
Your surface interval is complete. You are now clear to dive with Scuba Radio.
Scuba Radio.
The world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Scuba Radio.
Dive, dive, dive.
So, what made you finally decide to sell?
Moving to the Cayman Islands.
Oh, that'll be a change from Seattle.
Gee, you think?
Hey, they have great scuba diving down there. You scuba?
Do I look like I scuba? I'm lucky I don't need a tank to breathe on land.
How I wish you were here. We're just two lost souls swimming in a fishbowl. Year after year. Running over the same old ground. Have we found same old fears? Wish you were here.
This is the world's first radio show devoted to diving. I am Greg the Dive Master. Special edition of the big show today. We have the inductees for 2026 for the International Scuba Diving Hall of Fame in the Cayman Islands. By the way, Willie Klein with me. Also, we got Steve, who is executive director, Grand Poobah, janitor of the International Scuba Diving Hall of Fame there in the Caymans.
Willie's AKA chairman.
Yeah, chairman. Willie's the executive director, Grand Poobah, blah, 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 blah.
Yeah, whatever. Yeah.
All right. So first up on our list is Ed. So why don't you just run it down? Who is Ed, you know, and what did he contribute to the dive industry there, Willie?
I'm probably not as qualified as Steve to talk about Ed because he has a long history with him, but I know a few highlights. I know he started in the 50s. He brought Nitrox to the Cayman Islands, co-owned Fisheye Photo, where he got to take one of the president's sons in scuba diving, actually. So he's got a lot of history with Cayman. I know he's been involved with the country for many, many, many years. It goes back, like I said, to the 50s. So that's, if Steve, you want to comment about anything before we introduce Ed?
Yeah. You have anything to add there, Steve?
Well, I always tell everybody my claim to fame is that I used to babysit Ed's pet tarantula.
Wow. Okay. That's something.
34 years ago. He was always off on on some road show promoting the Cayman Islands. He traveled the world with his slide deck in those days before things were digital. And he would go knocking on doors of any dive club on the planet that would have him. And he'd be gone for months on the road, going door to door, selling, dive tourism, and at that time specifically, the Cayman Islands. So he was a warrior for putting us on the map in the Cayman Islands, and certainly loved very much by the Department of Tourism here. He was doing a lot of their work for them, and really made a difference in exposing the destination to a lot of people that otherwise wouldn't have heard about us. So that was my kind of interaction with Ed. Met him briefly, and he's like, yeah, you can stay at my house, but you gotta babysit my pet tarantula.
Yeah.
But
well, I think we gotta ask him right out of the box. Ed, how's the tarantula, or did it go the way of the Great White North, or I don't know where tarantulas go, but welcome to Scuba Radio. First off, I guess, how are you?
How you doing? Yeah, I forgot about my little pet. Yeah, I had him in a little glass case in my house.
Yeah,
and he was just low maintenance.
Okay, fair enough. All right, but yeah, it sounds like you've done quite a bit over the years, and I mean, how do you feel about being inducted into the International Scuba Diving Hall of Fame, Ed?
I am so honored and pleased. I think it's, I spent many years promoting the Caymans, and I'm so honored to be inducted into the International Hall of Fame.
Yeah. Well, I bet. Any standout thing that you've done in your career that you're most proud of? I'm putting them on the spot, I'm sure, now. But
I started in the Caymans in the early 70s. And when I was teaching at the University of Tampa, I got some businessmen, and they had a DC-3, a World War II DC-3. So we used to get 20 divers and fly them into Cayman Brac for a weekend of diving. There was only one hotel on Cayman Brac at that time. It was called the Buccaneer. No boats. So we'd fly in and they'd stay at the hotel and we'd do shore dives and that's how we did it. We used to fly, you know, on a regular basis out of St. Petersburg.
Nice. All right. And then also, I mean, but you were one of the pioneers who brought Nitrox or AKA Voodoo Gats to the Cayman Islands.
Yeah. In those days, it was Voodoo Gats. Nobody, skin diver was against it. Everybody was sort of against it. But I got involved with a few guys, Tom Mount, Dick Rakowski, and they, I believed in it. And I took a bunch of courses and I formed a Nitrox committee with the Cayman Islands Water Sports. And I had a lot of opposition, but I brought Tom Mount down one week and he gave a free class to all the owners of the dive shops in Cayman. And that sort of swung their attitude, and we finally got it approved for the instructors, and then approved for the regular divers coming in. It was it was really good. And I think that opened it up for the, once Cayman got into it, I think the rest of the Caribbean sort of opened it up too. So yeah.
I would imagine. I've heard stories similar to this over the years. Those pioneers like that, they, you know, you'd bring this up to folks and they'd kind of give you this kind of wild-eyed, crazy look like, oh, he's the nutty one. Were you getting that back in the day too, or what?
Oh, yeah. Voodoo gas. That's what everybody called it.
Yeah.
Everybody, you know, but I sort of fell in love with it and thought it was a very safe thing for divers. It was mainly to make their dives safer.
Well, it turned out to be the case. I mean, I don't dive without it. And it's pretty much common, you know, everywhere you go around the world now. I mean, we'd kind of take it for granted. But yeah, back in the day, they all thought you were crazy. But obviously, you sold it well because a U.S. president let you certify his son. Is that the deal, really? Are you allowed to say or you have to kill me?
Or Secret Service.
It was George Bush's, the first George Bush son, son.
We've done it now.
They wanted me to shoot a video at Stingray City. I was one of the ones that really started shooting a lot of videos. So I went on their boat and they had the family and three or four Secret Service agents. And we did a thing at video at the Stingray. But then what we do at Fisheye, we would put a little, an introduction with their names and all, and then we'd lay a soundtrack of music, and then we do a little Cayman Islands conclusion, and then we invite the family in to see it. And I'll never forget, we're sitting there, and the family and the son kept saying, oh, this is just great. He kept saying how great it was. And then he turned around and he asked me, he said, can you make one for Dad? And I thought, yeah, I can make one for the president.
Yeah. Hey, what'd you get out of the deal is the question, though. No traffic tickets for life kind of thing? Or?
No.
You got screwed on that one, Ed. I'm sorry.
My video was in the White House.
That's pretty good accolade right there. Good stuff. Yeah. Well, congratulations. He's in the 2026 class of the Scuba Diving Hall of Fame there in the Cayman Islands. We got more coming up with some other inductees next on the world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Scuba Radio.
Scuba.
Scuba Radio.
Scuba action star Mike Scott is back in a new audiobook, Cayman Cowboys, Reefs Under Pressure. From author Eric Douglas comes the one that started it all. Listen as Mike deals with submarines, kidnapping, betrayal, and more.
He didn't even have fins or a mask to let him see in the water. He was going to be slow and blind. If it weren't for the float, he knew there would be no way he would ever make it to the surface.
Download Cayman Cowboys or Oil and Water, Return to Cayman, Turks and Chaos, and Lionfish at Amazon, booksbyeric.com, and audible.com.
Power, simplicity, reliability. It's what you demand of your dive computer. And Shearwater delivers. Shearwater evolved out of one tech diver's need for a reliable, easy-to-use rebreather dive computer and quickly became the tech market leader. Now recreational divers have taken notice. The Shearwater Peregrine is a simple, full-color, multi-gas dive computer. It's also the most economical Shearwater dive computer released to date. Check it out and the entire line at Shearwater.com. Shearwater. Dive computers for demanding divers.